issue of women, the spouses, we have noticed at Island Clinic that from the survivors that we discharge home, after about a week or two, their wives have been admitted in the hospital, which means that they have been infected by their husbands who survived Ebola. Well, scientifically, it has been proved that Ebola virus remains in the semen of men. For up to 3 months, it is still possible for a man to infect a woman through the semen. So we usually advise the men either to abstain or to use protection when they are intimate with their partners, with their loved ones. But apparently, this might not be the case because we're getting the wives coming to the ETU as patients. Some of them are actually dying. Once they come, they go down very fast. So that means the virus is still very active in the semen of men, even when we discharge them, even when we're not able to detect the virus in the blood.
Why are the men not following the instruction given them? Why are they so sexually active even after they've been sick?
One thing which I have also noticed is that Ebola virus increases the libido in the men. It actually stimulates their sexual desire beyond the normal. Because we have had instances where men have threatened to rape the women inside there, you know, and we have had to become very strict and very stern to the male patients.
So are you saying that at the treatment unit, some male patients attempted raping females there?
No, during the treatment, while they are on the ward, we notice that their sexual desire is actually above normal. So my conclusion from observation alone is that their libido, their sexual hormones are actually increased by the virus. So probably that's why they're not able to control their urge when they get out. Because we have had instances not only here at Ireland but at JFK where we have had men actually, you know, going after the women, even when they are sick. Even when they are weak, they still threaten them that, you know, as soon as I get strong, I'm going to make you my wife and so on. So it is not something normal. It is an abnormal observation that I have noted about the virus in men.
And Doc, with this level of infection created by most especially the men, what do you make of the president's statement for zero case before Christmas? Do you think with this level of infection we can reach this goal?
Well, one thing that needs to be done and quickly is the distribution of condoms and the education of the survivors and the males to use the condoms consistently, especially for their loved ones. Because, yes, they have survived. Yes, they want to celebrate. They are happy. But then if in the process they're going to infect the very people that they want to be happy with, then it will become a disaster. So I'm sure as soon as men understand, as soon as there are condoms available. Apparently, condoms are a very rare commodity in Liberia because I was given information by my logistician that yesterday she had to run all over town to be able to locate condoms. So I think it is necessary for either the STD program or the AIDS control program, Ministry of Health generally, to make available free condoms to all men,